Thank you for joining us for this episode of Journey Now, produced by Journey Church in Brentwood, Tennessee. Join us online or in person on Sundays at 9:30 and 11 a.m. For more information on Journey Church and our gatherings, visit journeytn.com.
Hey, Journey Church, this is Susie Lind with you on another episode of Journey Now. If you were with us in our gathering this last weekend, I got to share with our community the way Jesus wants to be with us in relationship. Not just that he wants to be with us, but the manner of which he is with us, the manner in which he invites us into relationship with him, and also invokes curiosity while doing so. We use the example of John 1, when he invited his disciples to come and follow him. He also used the words and lived the words, "Come and see." He wasn't the type of teacher or rabbi who just taught Torah with words. He taught it with verbs. He invited his followers in the same way he does today, by entering into life with us and inviting us to be part of what he's doing in this ongoing work of renewal and restoration in the world around us. With all that's happening in the world around us, on every side, in every place we go, we can't help but to experience brokenness, because it's a broken world that we live in. And the church has a role. The church has a role in the midst of all this darkness to be the light of the world. As image bearers, we are invited to join Jesus in responding with the same love, empathy, compassion, and understanding as him. We don't have to choose who to show greater compassion toward, because as Paul states very clearly in Romans, we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. So while we mourn, while we grieve, while we experience things like the year 2020, we cling to hope, partnering with the Spirit of God in the restoration of all things. Now, those are all things that are easier said than done. So the question remains, where do we begin? How do we know where to start? A go-to place for me is often the Psalms, where the angst of the poets are penned in reflective prayer. Psalm 121 is known as one of the Psalms of Ascent. These are songs written to worship for a group of people who are on a journey together. Though they are deeply personal in nature, they're meant for a collective voice and a collective movement. So today I want to invite you to join me in Psalm 121 as we turn our attention toward God and listen for what he may have for us. Wherever you find yourself in this moment, find a comfortable posture and breathe deeply. Now I'm going to ask you to do something a little bit different just to enter into the imagery of this beautiful psalm. Imagine yourself in a valley where you might be surrounded by the most beautiful and majestic mountains you've ever known. What does that look like to you? Psalm 121, beginning in verse 1. I lift my eyes up to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. As you sit with this, what would it be like for the maker of heaven and earth to help you now? What would it look like for the one who watches over Israel to watch over our nation? What would it be like for the Lord to provide shade to the heat of this cultural moment we find ourselves in? The psalmist says, "The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. He will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore." Is there anything that keeps you from believing that fully and wholeheartedly? And if you knew it to be true, if you know it to be true, how then would you live differently today? Just today. Jesus, we thank you for your constant invitation to come and see, to follow you and join you. Thank you for the days we don't accept and don't quite get it. The invitation still stands by the grace of your goodness. Help us to remain in that close to you as we learn how to walk as you walked in this world. And it's in your name and by your grace that we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed these episodes, please consider helping us continue to produce them with a financial gift. Go to journeytn.com/give to learn more.